Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Lord God, I just thank you for Bailey, to give her that boldness and the courage to share her testimony. Holy Spirit, that you'll just take over. God, help us to hear what she has to say, Lord God. And give her the strength. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Well, before I start, it's kind of like I just go into my testimony. Maybe some of you don't even know who I am. But my name is Bailey. I am 17 years old. I am in grade 12. And that is my father, Graham, right there. Dad, please raise your hand so everyone knows who you are. Sweet. Let's just figure out. Okay. Well, so my life started off really rough from a very young age, with my parents splitting up when I was 10 months old. My mom became a drug addict and was very abusive. I suffered through years of abuse and was at the age when I didn't know any better of how to stick up for myself. She would do things like hit me, throw me downstairs, throw all my toys at me if I was being too loud, and just some extremely hard things that I'll never forget, and thinking what I did to deserve the pain and suffering I went through. It wasn't until December 22nd of 2005 when my life took a huge turn, and that was the day when someone had finally called social services on my mom to get taken away, and for me, that wasn't getting to live with my dad, because of court and my mom expressing that there wasn't a father involved. Once they had came, at this point, it was that I lived with my mom during the week, so I was in kindergarten, and how it worked was I only got to see my dad on the weekend. So once the social workers showed up, my dad was just arriving at the house to come pick me up for Christmas. There was a bunch of chaos of my mom yelling and acting dumb because she's extremely high on drugs. And of course I'm crying because I'm like 5 years old and I don't know what's going on, and people are coming for me, and there's too much chaos happening. And then from that point, after all of that, and once my dad showed up and they realized and found out that there was a father, my dad and I were each taken by a social worker. And for me, I was asked what happens at my mom's house. And I wasn't able to express. I started crying because I was scared to say what happens at home because of the threats my mom would say to me. If I told anyone, I'd get beat harder than I did the previous week. Then when I was asked about what happens at my dad's house, I expressed how I felt loved, and I got to do fun things, and I got to be a kid. From that situation, it was when we all walked back to the front of the house. And in that moment, even though I didn't know God, it was a huge God moment because the social workers spoke to my dad. And basically how it went was my dad was told to go in the house, grab what he could, and for us to leave. And ever since that day, I've lived with my dad forever. Yes, that's it. I'm extremely thankful because in the situation where I was at and at the age, there was no hope of maybe ever seeing my parents again, having the opportunity to be with them. And on my mom's part, that's understandable. For my dad to have that all taken away from him, for someone that didn't do that, that didn't put me through the suffering, I can't imagine as a parent and as a father what that would do to him. And so I'm extremely thankful that God was there and was a part of that for me. The Bible verse that I found for today was Psalm 46:1 that says, God is our refuge and our strength, always ready to help in times of trouble. It sticks out to me because growing up, as I think you can tell, I didn't grow up in a Christian home. I didn't know God. I wasn't taught about God at a young age. And for a long time, and growing up after I got taken away, a lot of doubts of not feeling wanted, not feeling loved, not feeling that I could do great things because of the person that I looked up to and that I loved the most didn't make me feel that way, didn't care for me, didn't love me. And so I lived in that mind of feeling hopeless. So through my hard experience as a child, I have realized that God has been there all along. He knew what happened, he knows what's happening now, and he'll know what's happening in the future. Yeah, so even now, I think to myself, and there's moments, and sharing this and having it all come back to me, is there's, I can admit that there is moments where I still feel hopeless, I still feel lost. God has created a new relationship between my mom and I. I've had the courage to spend time with her, to do Christmas, to call her, but I think that feeling of hurt and brokenness will never change, but God has gave me the courage and the faith to trust in him, to continue to love her, because no matter how upset I am, no matter how mad I am, that will never change from her of being my mother. One second here. So, through it all, I've looked up to God, and God has gotten me to where I am now. But my dad has also been the biggest gift from God. And he has truly been the reason for my strength I have today. He has been the role of a mother and a father that I've always needed, the one who's led me to God, the one who's encouraged me, and making me feel like the princess that God has created me to be. Yeah, so through it all, I have learned that my situations and problems that I run into will not define the woman that I become. Yeah. So, that's like of my past childhood, but I just wanted to share on where my life is right now. So growing up, now that I am 17, I'm in grade 12, I am almost done high school. I turn 18 in February. There's a lot of, like I said, there's a lot of brokenness, a lot of fear of where I'm going to be next, what I'm going to do to have the courage to keep going, because throughout the years, you know, what I went through as a child, what my mom put me through, was a huge deal, but not, it's a way bigger deal for me now. And I think because it's an adult and I think about becoming a mother and being married and having those thoughts that, what if I ended up like my mom? What if I made the choices that she made? Would God still love me? Would God forgive me? And of course that is true. I know that God loves me deeply. God would forgive me. But if it wasn't for my dad leading me to God, if it wasn't for the church, if it wasn't for my faith and the people I'm surrounded by, I feel like it would have fell into the decisions, the choices that she had made. I've caught myself making small decisions, like drinking, like partying, trying to fit into the crowd of everyone else, what everyone else does. And at the end of the day, you realize that it doesn't fulfill you. It doesn't make you happy. Maybe in the moment it does. But things like that eventually become an addiction. And it's something that you continue to do. It's something that you always want to do. And I've just had to learn to run to things that will fulfill me forever, not just in the moment. There's been some crazy things for me that have just been God moments and a huge eye-opener, and one of them recently is graduating, is when me and my dad went to get a grad dress. And that moment of spending time together is all the years that I have grown up. I'm becoming a woman, and I've walked the line of hard times, but have made it through with God and my dad. And the moment that I tried on that dress and I turned around and I looked at my dad and you could see the tears has been a huge eye-opener of what God has done, that I, in May, can stand up and confess to everyone that I've worked hard, that I've made it to that day. And I don't know, God is on the moves, but life is still a struggle. But I've learned to just be okay with where I'm at and know that I don't have to have everything figured out, that life isn't going to be perfect, but God's got me, and it's okay to not be okay. So, anyways, thanks for letting me share. I'm just going to pray quick, and then I'll end my time. Okay, let's bow. Dear God, I just thank you for this time. I thank you that you gave me the courage to share my story. I thank you for this church. I thank you for this family, and I thank you that even in a short time of being here and meeting these people that I feel it loved, God, and it's because of you. I pray that each and every day I would continue to trust in you, and I pray that everyone else would too, God. I thank you for this time. I pray this all in your son's name. Amen.
Amen. So just before you sit down, Amen. So why don't we just reach out your hands towards our sister here. And Father God, we're asking you, Lord God, that a generation will rise up, Lord God, and all the stuff that they've gone through, but they'll rise up and declare the glory of God, Lord God, not only in the city of Red Deer, but all over this nation and wherever else you take them. So we just pray for Bailey right now that this message will get stronger and stronger and stronger, Lord God. There's guys out there, there's young ladies out there that need to hear this message, the message of hope and what you can do in a person's life, Jesus. So God, just anoint her for that. Give her strength as she goes to school. Give her wisdom, Lord God, as she reaches out, Lord God. And God, just give her great wisdom in the schoolwork that she's doing. And we ask this all in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen? Thanks. Hallelujah.